This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant, one versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Bring it up, Kenny. Incredible crew, and whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up 20 minutes from now, ESPN sports betting analyst, my buddy, Joe Fortenbaugh, will join the show. We'll talk Wild Card Weekend, get Joe's bets for tonight with the Steelers and the Texans, and an early betting preview of divisional weekends in the NFL with yours truly, Nick Costos, and Joe Fortenbaugh coming up 20 minutes from now. And at the end of the show, all my bets for tonight in the world of sports. We got some breaking news in college football that we'll get to in a moment, but just to recap some of the stories that we've touched on today on the Monday edition of You Better You Bet, following an epic wild card weekend in the NFL. Started the show talking about the Adam Schefter tweet that the Green Bay Packers are trying to work out a contract extension with head coach Matt LaFleur. This coming off LaFleur coaching one of the worst second halves in the history of the NFL playoffs on Saturday night as the Packers yacked away the wild card game at Soldier Field against their hated rival, the Chicago Bears. And I think this is a good move for the Packers to try and keep Matt LaFleur. Even while acknowledging LaFleur did a brutal job on Saturday night, I never felt like the Packers were a Super Bowl contender this year until they traded for Micah Parsons. And then once Parsons got hurt in Denver not too long ago, I crossed the Packers off the list. Like, that's it for Green Bay. LaFleur is a young offensive mind, a really good offensive play caller. He's not perfect. I don't think he's at like the McVay or Shanahan level, but he's really good. And that's what every team wants. a young offensive mind that can work with a young quarterback. And if LaFleur hit the market, he would get another job. Maybe he'd be with Miami with his old vice president of player personnel in Green Bay, John Eric Sullivan. Maybe it would be in Tennessee, where he used to be the offensive coordinator prior to becoming the head coach of the Packers, to work with Cam Ward. Or maybe he'd go to Atlanta to work with his old quarterback, Matt Ryan, now the president of football operations for the Falcons. So I like this for Green Bay, trying to keep Matt LaFleur under contract. There is some scuttlebutt right now. There is some smoke out there on social media and otherwise that the Packers might be trying to trade Matt LaFleur to another NFL team. I don't know if that's going to happen. Although I will acknowledge, and I said this to start the show, I don't think it's a lock that LaFleur is coming back to Green Bay. So this is very much a more shall be revealed. We'll see what happens. If I were the Green Bay Packers, I would be trying to keep Matt LaFleur as the head coach in Green Bay. We talked about the Philadelphia Eagles and their pathetic, embarrassing season-ending loss yesterday as a big favorite to the San Francisco 49ers. And yes, it's obvious that the Eagles need to fire overmatched offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo. I kind of think Petullo needs to serve some jail time for how poorly this went. Just a miserable, miserable season for Petullo, a miserable, miserable season for the Eagles offense. And now you have to trade A.J. Brown. And A.J. Brown is one of the best receivers in football. But A.J. Brown, and any player really, you can be dramatic and you can cause issues on and off the field. I bring up sometimes the quote from former Arizona Cardinals general manager Steve Keim, who was joking about how the NFL will overlook, you know, red flags with a player's personality or off-field stuff, saying that if Hannibal Lecter ran a 4.3, the NFL would diagnose him with an eating disorder. Now, A.J. Brown's not involved in anything off the field. Like, I'm not trying to equate A.J. Brown with someone who's, like, engaged in criminal activity. That's not what I'm saying at all. And he is one of the best receivers in football. And if the Eagles do trade him, there will be no shortage of suitors for A.J. Brown, nor should there be. And I'm not even saying A.J. Brown shouldn't be annoyed with how things have gone in Philadelphia, how it went this season with the Philadelphia Eagles offense. But if you're going to be as dramatic as he's been, and as passive-aggressive as he's been, and as immature as he's been with the cryptic social media posts and the passive-aggressive nature of his dealings with the media, enjoying with the quarterback, enjoying with the head coach, you better make the plays in the big spots when the ball comes your way. And he didn't yesterday in the Eagles' loss to the 49ers. Two huge opportunities for A.J. Brown, and blew both of them. Dropped both of them. You can do that sort of thing when the team wins and you perform. But when you don't perform and the team loses, something's got to give. You're not going to fire the quarterback who won Super Bowl MVP less than a calendar year ago. You can't fire the head coach. I guess you could. I don't think they will. Who just won a Super Bowl less than 365 days ago. So how do you fix things? You fire the offensive coordinator, and you trade the locker room problem. And A.J. Brown can go somewhere else and be a stud. I'm not saying that can't or won't happen. But come on. A.J. Brown and the Philadelphia Eagles absolutely headed towards a divorce, and they should be. Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers, I overlooked them heading into this game, and I regret that. That's a bad job by me. You know, we make excuses all the time for NFL teams, and we'll talk about Justin Herbert coming up in a few moments. We always want to make excuses for players and coaches. San Francisco 49ers don't need your excuses. George Kittle tears his Achilles during the game. Fred Warner's already out. Nick Bosa's already out. No healthy linebackers. Didn't have, you know, a lot of their receivers for a lot of the season. Brandon Ayuk hasn't played. Purdy's missed time. Here are the Niners in the divisional round. He won't win Coach of the Year. Kyle Shanahan won't win. I think Mike Vrabel will win. Kyle Shanahan is the Coach of the Year in the NFL, and I won't overlook the Niners again. Kind of like them +7 this weekend on the road in Seattle. And I told you why the Buffalo Bills should be. They're not. But they should be the favorites to win the AFC Patriots are a small favorite over Buffalo at BetMGM. The Bills have the great equalizer. Number 17, Josh Allen. The best quarterback standing. No Mahomes, no Lamar, no Burrow. Now it's Josh Allen. And y'all pay homage to the man. Woo! We do have some breaking news to get to now in the world of sports. We'll talk Chargers-Patriots, and we will get to Rams-Panthers in a few moments. We have this piece of news from Rams head coach Sean McVay, and we watch the game, and I'll do Rams-Panthers here for a few minutes. So the Rams come from behind fashion, beat the Panthers, right? And that would have been like Bears-Packers on Saturday night. Like, great game, could have a consequence of maybe Matt LaFleur loses his job. Doesn't look like that's going to be the case, but we'll see. I don't think the Bears or the Packers could win the Super Bowl. And maybe I'm wrong, and maybe the Bears will win it. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that result will have an impact on who wins the Super Bowl. If the Rams had lost on Saturday afternoon in Carolina, that is a game that could have had an impact on who wins the Super Bowl. Because the Rams, in my estimation at least, are one of the only teams that cannot get there, but actually raise the Lombardi Trophy. And they almost yacked it away. The special teams almost failed them again. And Sean McVay, some of his ridiculous decision-making, while I acknowledge that he is one of the two or three best coaches in the NFL, he will make some decisions sometimes that leave you scratching your head. Like going forward on 4th-and-3, up 17-7 at the end of the first half, getting the ball to start the second half, and the Panthers go and score a touchdown to make it 17-14. Now, if Matthew Stafford doesn't hurt his hands at the end of the first half, maybe the game isn't as close as it was. Maybe Stafford doesn't need the heroics at the end. 7 plays, 71 yards. Go-ahead touchdown to Colby Parkinson. Maybe the Rams just cruise to victory. But Stafford obviously was hurt during this game. And I know that because he went from looking like the MVP in the first half to Nathan Peterman in the second half. The official diagnosis for Matthew Stafford per Rams head coach Sean McVay: sprained right finger. Sean McVay just saying that to the news media in Los Angeles. But McVay adds that Stafford will play against the Bears. Duh. You think the Rams would be favored in the game if Jimmy Garoppolo were playing? I have the BetMGM market up right now. Nothing has happened. We are still Rams 3.5. The total has ticked down a half a point from 51.5 to 51. We'll keep you updated during the week and over the course of the show today if anything happens in the betting market. Sprain right finger for Matthew Stafford, but he will play coming up on Sunday against the Chicago Bears per head coach Sean McVay. We can do Patriots Chargers now for a few minutes as well. And I actually think that you can say the same thing about the Rams as you could about the Patriots. The Rams did not play a clean game. I don't think the Rams were particularly good in the game in the same way that I don't think the Patriots played a clean game. I don't think the Patriots were particularly good last night, at least on offense. Defense was another story for New England. So if you're a Rams fan or a Rams better or a Patriots fan and a Patriots better, probably feel like you dodged a bullet. My expectation would be that both of those teams, with the MVP candidate quarterbacks, and Stafford was named first-team All-Pro on Saturday, which doesn't mean he'll win MVP. Lamar was first-team All-Pro last year, and Josh Allen famously won MVP. But we think Stafford's probably going to win. Stafford didn't play his best. The Rams didn't play their best. Drake May didn't play his best last night, and the Patriots didn't play their best. And you probably feel like you'll get a better effort from both teams and both quarterbacks in next week's games. And we don't know who the Patriots are going to play yet, the winner of tonight with the Steelers and the Texans. Patriots only scored 16 points. Didn't need to score more than 3, as it turned out, or more than 6, as it turned out, when they were up 6-3 in the second half of this game. Because Justin Herbert, and I talked about this last hour with Dave Damashek from Football America, like, Damashek started doing, like, the whole woe is me thing with Justin Herbert, and, like, I'm not interested in it at all. Justin Herbert, like, both things can be true. Herbert's a really good quarterback that the vast majority of teams in the NFL would love to have. That's true. It's also true that he has been a total dud in the postseason after the first half of the first game that he played in when they were up 27-0 against the Jaguars and lost that game to Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. Herbert was miserable last year in the wild card round against the Houston Texans, throwing a billion interceptions in that game, and he was terrible last night against New England. We don't have to make excuses. We don't have to. We don't have to do that. It doesn't have to be. He didn't have his offensive tackles. He didn't have Alton. He didn't have Slater. We don't have to say that. It doesn't have to be that we blame Greg Roman, who I actually think Jim Harbaugh is going to fire. Harbaugh said after the game, he's not sure if Roman's the right guy moving forward. Translation, Harbaugh will fire Greg Roman, and there will be a new offensive coordinator next year for the Chargers. You can bet your bottom dollar on that one. That's going to happen. They will fire Greg Roman. I basically guarantee it. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. It's not like Herbert. Like, this wasn't like he threw for 350 yards and three touchdowns and they lost a nail-biter. Like, when the Bills lost to the Chiefs in the 13 seconds game, no one after the game was like, it's Josh Allen's fault they lost. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, Sean McDermott blew the end of the game and Patrick Mahomes was great. And Allen was great in that game. Last night, Justin Herbert was bad and did nothing to help the Chargers win the game. And maybe this is going to be what it is for Justin Herbert. Maybe he's just going to be a bad playoff performer. And he's really good from September to December. And when the calendar flips to January, he turns into a pumpkin and he stinks. And maybe it's not fair to say that. Maybe he'll turn it around. But the facts are the facts. You don't have to let feelings get in the way. You don't have to make excuses for him. You can tell the truth. He's a really good regular season quarterback. And then he gets into the playoffs and he stinks. End of story. What's the argument to the contrary? I'd love to know what it is. Joe Fortenbaugh will join us next segment, but the piece of breaking news that I've been alluding to emanates from the world of college football, where former Nebraska quarterback and Patrick Mahomes lookalike, Dylan Raiola, is transferring to Oregon. So Dylan Raiola is going to be the quarterback of the Oregon Ducks coming up next season for Dan Lanning and company, who got embarrassed on Friday night in the Peach Bowl by Indiana and Kurt Cignetti, who are a 7.5-point favorite next week in the national championship game against the Miami Hurricanes at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. So Dylan Raiola will be the next Oregon quarterback, which means Dante Moore is declaring for the NFL draft, which means the Jets at 2, Cardinals at 3, their antenna goes up a little bit. The ears perk up a little bit. We think Fernando Mendoza is going 1 to the Las Vegas Raiders. Now we know there will be a number 2 quarterback in the NFL draft, because Dylan Raiola ain't going to Oregon if he's sitting behind Dante Moore. Raiola will be the next Oregon quarterback, which means Dante Moore will be playing on Sundays next year in the National Football League. We'll take a quick break. And on the other side, one of my absolute favorites, one of the most talented guys in the business, sports betting or otherwise, and also one of the best dressed, the great Joe Fortenbaugh will join us coming up here on Westwood One Sports. Bets for tonight with the Steelers and Texans, and an early look at the divisional round as well. Joe Fortenbaugh joins Nick Costos next on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Williams throwing, and it's caught for the touchdown by DJ Moore. Forget about the clock, just take the lead when you can.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
The Chicago Bears, huge comeback on Saturday night against the Green Bay Packers, setting up divisional round Sunday. Oh, baby. The Rams and the Bears at Soldier Field. We just told you, per Rams head coach Sean McVay, sprained right finger for Matthew Stafford on his throwing hand. We saw that at the end of the first half of the Rams' win in Carolina against the Panthers. But Stafford going to be good to go and going to play this weekend. The Rams, 3.5-point road favorites, total of the game, 51. Fascinating betting market, a fascinating divisional weekend coming up, and a fascinating wild card weekend that ends tonight with the Steelers and the Texans in Pittsburgh. And joining us right now to talk about all of it, this is a long time coming. I fancy myself to be a pretty talented person in the sports betting space and the sports content space. I have to be honest, someone who I also think is massively talented, and you see him all the time on ESPN, and his rise has been amazing to watch. He's on ESPN all the time, and he does an awesome job. And I have to also say, he's very well-dressed. Wore like this green velvet jacket. I had to text him about it. Where'd you get this green velvet jacket? Very handsome and talented Joe Fortenbaugh with us now on the show. ESPN sports betting analyst on social media at Joe Fortenbaugh. Joe, welcome to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos here. How you doing, my friend?
Couple things. Number one, the green velvet jacket. A classless individual, a person with massive ego would be unwilling to share that information. I fancy myself very magnanimous. So when Nick Costos reaches out asking about the jacket, I immediately send him the information so he can obtain a similar jacket should he so choose. Number two, let me start with a thank you to you guys. You're the only show of the last 5 years who has asked me to come on and promoted me with a picture that isn't peak fatness that everybody else finds from the internet and uses. There's a photo I took in Las Vegas in a
suit. I know which one it is that you're talking about, right? You got a big smile on your face, you got like sideburns. I know exactly the picture you're talking about.
Bro, it's peak fatness coming off COVID. It's August 2020. I had moved from San Francisco to Vegas. We were just starting the show back up out there. Peak fatness. Somehow this photo has been the photo that has represented me for 5 years. And when you promoted me coming on today, I saw on social media the photo and I was like, look at these guys. They actually found a reasonable Joe Fortenbaugh photo. Thank you for that. You made my day.
Now, I say this as someone, and I admit this, that I am very vain and I care very much about my physical appearance. And I'm very open about that, right? I get my hair cut once a week. I work. I do this not because like I want to look good. It's because I'm trying to like fight my crippling insecurities, right? Like I need to look good.
Y'all are.
So as someone who is very vain, I ask you this, and this is not leading you to say that you are, But you clearly take care of yourself, right? I love the wardrobe on TV. What would you say 1 to 10, 10 being most vain, how would you rate yourself on the vanity scale?
Oh, hi. I mean, look, I'm getting up there in age. Every 3 months, your boy's getting shots into the forehead to keep those wrinkles, okay? And let's be very clear.
I have not gotten Botox, not yet. I like that you've progressed to that point.
No, I'm there. And the funny thing is, I don't actually get Botox. I get the other one. I think it's called like Dyspore or whatever. I don't actually put the research in to know. But so if people are like, do you get Botox? I go, no. And then they stare at me and I'm like, I just get the other one. I like to mess with them a little bit, but like it's a stone cold forehead. It's very clear that there's no movement going on there. But to be fair about that, if you were not in this industry, if you were not a public figure, would you still care as much about your appearance?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'd probably it go a little bit more. I'd still be very vain. I probably wouldn't be getting the injections though to that point. But yeah, still very vain. I mean, everything. Like, you know, I'd rather just buy all the lotions and the injections than go out and run a little bit and drop 5 pounds and take some of the weight off the chin. You know what I'm saying? Like, just go put some road work in, son.
I love it. I love it, man. And I think everyone knows this, right? Because we all watch sports on television. You're all over the place on ESPN. I see you on Get Up with Greeny. You're doing hits on SportsCenter. Obviously, ESPN Bet. What is your favorite thing out of all the things you do on ESPN and why?
That's a great question because a lot of them can be so different. I've been very lucky to get to work with a lot of different people. Get Up is a lot of fun because the Get Up meeting from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. is where you'll come across more information than you could possibly know what to do with. Everyone's in there just unloading everything they know. A lot of it can't make it to air, but you can watch how Greeny builds a show, how that team builds a show, and then you can be on the set watching them execute the show. I'm kind of a nerd for the industry, so I really do enjoy watching the people that are at the very top of the mountain who have very successful shows. How do they put them together? How do they execute them? So that's what's great about Get Up. I've hosted First Take a few times, whereas you look around the table, it's Cam Newton, Ryan Clark, and Stephen A. Smith. And as they're talking, there will be these moments where you just think to yourself, like, what am I doing here? How did this happen? And as you're thinking that, someone will be in your ear saying, you know, it's okay if you want to jump in. And it's like, where the hell am I going to jump in with these three? Like, there is no oxygen for someone like me to get even a sentence in there. You almost have to go to war to get those three to allow you to go to the commercial break. So like that's a unique experience. And then when we were doing ESPN Bet Live, we're on hiatus now. We're kind of reimagining the show in the transition from the Penn deal to the DraftKings deal. That's just us getting to do what we love. Like you and I would be betting sports anyway. So I'm basically taking what I'm already doing in my life. And then I just get to go on TV and talk to people about it. That's incredible. Like that's the true pinch me moment where I don't think I'll ever get over that.
We did. When you used to work for covers way back in the day, right? I think when I was at CBS at the time, I might not have even been at CBS at the time. This may have been, I was still a producer at Sirius writing for Bleacher Report. I came on your show, right? Which is the Sharp 600 at the time. This like has to be at least a decade ago, right? So we've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, dude, like that's the great thing about this is we're in 2026 now. And when I go back to when I was doing sports talk radio in San Francisco, like pre-PASPA, into when the transition happened, like all the people I used to talk to that would come on this show and talk betting with me, like Kazarian would come on back then. It was before the show started at ESPN when he was just doing sports betting and doing Sports Center, but wasn't necessarily doing, you know, Daily Wager, which it was back then. You used to be gracious with your time. And you just think back to all the individuals that were doing this, that were grinding at this before it even became legal. And then it did. And so many more people flooded the market, which was great because we all got so many more opportunities. But yeah, it's been fun to watch your growth. Like you stepped in at Odyssey and they basically opened up a window here and said, we need something done. And then bang, what's it been like 7 years now? Like how many years have you been doing this? And you're owning
this
space.
This is year seven. Yeah. And in August will be 7 years.
7 years. I knew it. And you get all, and I'm not joking around with me being on today, but all the people that you have on are all people I follow. They're all people I either know or I've talked to or I respect their opinion. Like it's great watching this community go in the direction it's gone. You've done a great job with that with this show. I applaud you for that.
Mutual Admiration Society. You know I'm a big fan of yours. This is great. I actually will
talk
do this again. I
hope we disagree
yeah,
on
how wrong you were on John Cena and his yeah. No. Well, now I am, and the audience knows this. I'm also a huge sports media nerd. So
yeah.
We have too much sports stuff to get to. Next time you come on, I want to ask you, because I don't think we'll have enough time now. I'm just going to say that the question will be, give us a fun behind-the-scenes story of maybe it's Greeny, maybe it's someone else, where you're watching a show get put together and it's like, wow, this is one of these great moments.
Okay.
I think the audience really loves that stuff also. We'll do that next time. You bet on this Monday, Westwood One Sports.
Book me for the downtime. Like, you know there's downtime. Like, get me on All-Star Week in July and we'll go off on that.
Going to say maybe All-Star Week in February for the NBA. We'll see how it goes. Joe Fortenbaugh is our guest, ESPN sports betting analyst on Twitter, at Joe Fortenbaugh. You are a Philadelphia Eagles fan, right?
Yeah.
They lose yesterday to the San Francisco 49ers. I bet the Eagles just like had them to win the Super Bowl, just pretty miserable. I opened the show today talking about the game by saying the Eagles need to trade A.J. Brown, and it needs to happen basically as fast as possible. Agree or disagree with that assessment? And where are you at on the 2025 Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, agree, because the thing is, even when you throw him the ball, he's not making the plays. Like, right? Like, if you're willing to tolerate so much drama and so much headache if the production is in line with that, right? The more someone produces, the more you're willing to tolerate. The less they produce, the easier it is to cut them. Well, he wasn't really making plays yesterday. I love the fact that Sirianni was in his face after that play down the sidelines that went off his hands that he didn't make. It wasn't an easy grab, but it's got to be one of those. And I'm just guessing what Sirianni was saying, but just getting in his face, basically like, hey, man, all year you've been yelling about how you want the ball. There it was. Like, make the play. Be the guy who makes the play if you're going to talk all this junk all year long, because we've all tolerated it all year. Now we need you to hold up your end, which is make the play. So, yeah, I'd be interested in trading him. The game yesterday shouldn't be much of a surprise to any of us with the way they stalled out. Hurts is not progressing as a quarterback. He's good. He's not great. I know there are people that will point to the Super Bowl performance. Well, yeah, Spagnuolo was selling out against the running back. The priority in the Super Bowl last year was not limiting Jalen Hurts. It was limiting Saquon Barkley. And they did that, which opened up the field for Hurts to make plays all over the place. Like, you should be able to produce when you have a top three O-line, top three wide receiver unit, top five tight end, number one running back. Like, are we surprised? And then you have an elite defense on top of it. So I tweeted this yesterday. I'm going to throw this to you. If the Eagles fired Nick Sirianni today, how many teams with head coaching vacancies would be calling about getting him in for an interview?
Oh, I think all of them, maybe.
Really?
I don't know if he'd... So how about this? He would definitely... Like, the Browns wouldn't hire Nick Sirianni, or like the Titans wouldn't hire Nick Sirianni. I don't know what job he would... I actually think he would get a lot of interviews. I mean, look.
Okay.
Obviously, like, this was a bad year. They won the Super Bowl last year. We could say, like, Kellen Moore, great offensive coordinator. Fangio, great defensive coordinator. They also almost won the Super Bowl a couple years ago also against the Kansas City Chiefs. So, like, he's not someone that knocks you dead at the press conference. I think I'm probably a bigger Sirianni fan than most. Also, great first name.
It's just the wildest thing that this team has these fluctuations. Like, it feels like a problem we've never really seen before, where it's like, this guy does a ton of winning, but we're not necessarily sure he's that great. You win the Super Bowl, but then you completely fall off a cliff. What's the deal with the quarterback? Like, there was no excuse. I just watched Caleb Williams go to San Francisco and destroy this defense. The Niner defense sucks, and that's because of all the injuries, but they suck. The fact that you had that many issues yesterday at home moving against that lousy defense. And then, of course, at the end of the game, when it's like, hey, defense, we're going to need you to just go win this thing. Don't worry. George Kittle's out. Ricky Pearsall's not playing. Trent Williams isn't 100%. You should be fine. Oh, no, wait, we're going to go ahead and let Reed Blankenship make five big mistakes. It's a fitting end to a season from a really talented team that was disorganized and sloppy all year long.
10 seconds for this one.
Yeah.
Should Kevin Petullo have to serve jail time for what happened this season with the Eagles offense?
I can't believe he's actually still hired as of right now. I'll leave it at that. 10 seconds. I can't believe he's still hired as of right now.
I mean, for me, it's like who goes on trial first, Maduro or Petullo? I think it's maybe a little bit of a toss up. All right. Let's spin this forward. Let's talk some bets for divisional weekend in the NFL. We'll close with Monday Night Football. So literally over the course of the last half hour, the Seattle Seahawks have gotten bet. And we are a BetMGM show. Joe does work with DraftKings. We can all talk about this stuff because it's 2026 and it's all good. Seattle at BetMGM right now, Joe, is out to a 7.5-point home favorite. This was 7 like 20 minutes ago. Total in the game is 45.5. I kind of want to bet the Niners after what they did yesterday. Maybe I'm prisoner of the moment. Do you have an initial thought for us, even if there's not a bet in the accounts yet, for the Niners and the Seahawks next weekend?
I mean, as soon as you say 7.5, I'm thinking teaser. I'll take that down to 1.5. I could pair it with Pittsburgh tonight if you want to go ahead and take them up to 9. More on that in a little bit. I'm sure we could find some other angles with whoever the dog is in the Denver game, because I know that was bouncing around at 1.5. You take that up to 7.5, and boom, there's a teaser for you. I would lay it with Seattle. I'm not thrilled at 7.5 to make the play, but I don't have a ton of faith in the Niners. I think I can live in two spaces. Space one, Shanahan's done a remarkable job with what he's had to work with this year. And space two, on top of that, Robert Saleh has done a remarkable job with what he's had to work with all the injuries. Now, I'm going to move over to space two. Despite all that and the easy schedule, this is a major step up in class. I really don't see you competing. Sam Darnold's problem is when you pressure him. Get pressure on Sam Darnold and you can watch him crack in big spots. The Niners can't pressure. Worst pressure rate since Bosa went down, which was, I believe, back in week 3. So I don't trust the defense to get the stops. It's an awful situation. Aren't they playing on Saturday? Don't they have to make the turnaround of going all the way to the East Coast to play on Sunday and then travel back, Kittle's out. Now you're going to go to Seattle on Sunday and deal with that. I could see Seattle rolling them, and I love the Seattle defense. So, yeah, I would be laying the points there. I'd be looking at that as a teaser as well. Seattle team total, I'd be betting that over too.
And Kyle Shanahan did his best post-game yesterday to be like, hey, NFL, like, maybe you could let us play on Sunday? Nope. Here's Saturday against the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, all the one seeds always play on Saturday. And look, like, he has a case to be made. Just kind of is what it is. Let's stay in the NFC. So McVay said earlier this hour in real time, sprained right finger for Matthew Stafford, but he's going to play. We did see a small move in the betting market off of that news. Total ticks down from 51.5 to 51. The Rams, a 3.5-point road favorite right now at Chicago. Do you have an early thought on this game coming up on Sunday?
The Bears have been giving it to me all season, dude. Like, all season. Every time I go against the Bears.
Did you have Green Bay on Saturday night? Because I did.
Yeah, I mean, it's Teddy KGB, right? I stick it in you. Like, all year long with this Bears team. What is it now? It's like 7 wins coming from behind in the final 2 minutes. We can put all the analytics out there, all the regression to the mean stuff. They just find ways to get it done. I think right now, the first thought I have in this game is, and this is going to be based on largely on the weather, so we got to keep an eye on that. What's going to be the Bears team total in this game? And I'm going to want to bet the over. That Rams defense, if you look at them over the last month plus of the season, has been a major problem. Like, they started the year as a real strength. The last month of the season, look at some of the games where they've gotten torn up. Carolina's put points on them twice. That Arizona game late in the season, they played them twice. Arizona was moving the ball on them in those games. There's a few others as well. I think it was Detroit was one, and I'm blanking on the other, but that defense has not been getting stops. The secondary's really vulnerable. The Bears have been running the ball down everyone's throat. I know there's an O-line injury to keep an eye on, but my first thought with the game would be the Bears team total over. I think they're going to find a way to hang their points. I don't know if I want to lay it with the Rams. It was 4.5. We're down to 3.5. But again, I can see why, because everyone's waiting for this regression to kick in on the Bears. The problem is, how many times can I bet into that and lose before I just take my lickings and move on? So first bet out for me is going to be Bears team total over. They've hit it a lot this year. That offense can score.
I had the ability to Google that while Joe was talking. The other one was the Bijan Robinson and the Falcons beating them on Monday night a couple weeks ago. I was just making Kirk Cousins turn back the clock in that game. I said the same thing, man. The Rams defense is terrible, specifically the secondary. I think I like the over in the game just period, if it's going to be 51. Bears team total over, a good look as well. To the AFC, and we'll close with Monday Night Football, but two-parter for you here. Who do you like in the Bills-Broncos game early in the week? Buffalo is a 1.5-point road favorite. Total of the game is 46.5. And do you agree with me, as I said earlier in the show, that the Buffalo Bills, not the New England Patriots. The Patriots are favored everywhere to win the AFC right now, and it's not a huge price discrepancy. I think the Bills should be favored to win the AFC. So Bills, cool. Broncos, and who do you think should be the favorite in the conference?
All right. I still think it should be the Patriots just because they're going to be at a strategic advantage with rest at home next week against either the Texans coming outdoors again on the road 2 weeks in a row, or it's going to be against the Steelers, who I don't have a whole lot of faith in. The situation's a lot better for them, which is why I would lean to that. If you're asking me who the best team is, that's going to be Bills. But who should be the favorite? Look to the Patriots. The Broncos game is a fascinating one because kind of like with the Bears, I really like the record, but I really don't trust the quarterback, and the defense has fallen off later in the season. And I'm not sure I trust them to get the job done. We always talk about this in the NBA playoffs, like which team just has the best player. That's where you want to look. Which team has the best player in the series? And this game, the best player is Josh Allen. Like, Jacksonville should have won that game yesterday, but they didn't have Allen. Even though McDermott tried to screw it up at the end by running into the end zone when Jacksonville was letting him in, and then he gives him over a minute to come down the field and score, Allen still found a way to overcome all of that. So I don't know if I'm going to be in a rush to bet the Denver Broncos and Bo Nix, because I really did like the way the Buffalo defense looked. Early lean is to Buffalo, but I have done nothing with this game as of yet.
And let's close, my friends, with Monday Night Football. Wild Card Weekend wraps up tonight. Oh, baby, with the Steelers and the Texans on ESPN and ABC. Houston, a 3-point road favorite. Total of the game, 38. How are you betting Pittsburgh? Can I just guess this? I'm gonna guess you like Pittsburgh. It feels like everybody that does this likes Pittsburgh. Ooh. Maybe not, though. What do you like?
Okay. So favorite bet is the under here. I know it's low, and I know it's been dropping. Favorite bet's the under. I don't need to say anything on this show about the Houston defense. I'm sure you've said plenty, and the audience is smart enough after listening to you and your guests for a while to understand this is a great defense. The Pittsburgh defense is where things get interesting. Jalen Ramsey moved to safety in week 9. They moved him from corner to safety. I'm going to read some numbers to you. I have them in front of me. First 8 weeks of the season with Ramsey playing corner, the Steelers were 22nd in scoring defense, 24th in efficiency, 24th in EPA. From week 9 on, with Ramsey at safety, 13th in scoring, 11th in efficiency, 11th in EPA. They've made some big strides. We haven't necessarily talked about that as much because we talk about Metcalf, Tomlin, and Rodgers when we talk about the Steelers. Defense has gotten better. Dome team coming outside in the cold. Both play at a relatively slow pace, especially Houston. Really like the under. Side, lean to Pittsburgh +3. I haven't done anything with it yet. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if the Houston defense just has one of these Herculean efforts to win the game on their own. So I haven't done anything with the side. Lean Pittsburgh +1 because it's a low total. I'll rip through some props here. Marquez Valdez-Scantling over 1.5 receptions is like +160. Over 11.5 receiving yards. Rodgers likes going to his guys. I'd have to imagine with Stingley going after Metcalf, we're going to have an opportunity to get some MVS stuff. So I play those overs. I play the Metcalf under. It's about 55 yards. Chris Boswell over 1.5 field goals. I'd be looking at that too. I think Pittsburgh will move a little bit. I just don't think they're going to end up finding a way to cash in for touchdowns. So that's generally what I'm thinking for tonight. Low scoring game. I think Pittsburgh's in it. I'd look to the 3, but I haven't done anything with the side.
Joe is an absolute stud. And I'm not just talking his physical appearance. An absolute star when it comes to talking about sports. Dude, like you make every show you're on better. I appreciate you. On Twitter at Joe Fortenbaugh. Watch him on ESPN. Good luck with the bets. We'll talk soon. And next time, maybe we'll talk about why you were very wrong about John Cena's final match, my friend.
Okay. Nothing to say on that now. We'll get into it. Maybe as we build up to WrestleMania, we'll do a wrestling show. But I love you, Nick. I love the fact that we've known each other for so long, and somehow we're still surviving in this business. Thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Surviving and thriving, my friend. The great Joe Fortenbaugh from ESPN joining us here on You Better, You Bet. Joe giving us some bets for Steelers-Texans, likes the under. Give us a couple prop bets as well. Absolutely love that. On the other side, my bets for the Steelers and Texans, Thy Royal Prop King. I got a yardage bet that I think is a winner for tonight. Anytime touchdown bet that I can't wait to give out. All my bets for tonight in the world of sports. On the other side, to wrap up the magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better, You Bet here on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
All right, some thank yous to Dole Lab before we wrap up the magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet with all my bets for tonight for the Steelers and the Texans on Monday Night Football. Two tremendous guests, Dave Damischek from Football America and our friend Joe Fortenbaugh from ESPN. Joe admitted to getting not Botox, but whatever the other thing is in his forehead to get rid of wrinkles. I have, he's a couple years older than me. If it ever comes to the point where I don't need it yet, which is not to insinuate that I won't, I will definitely do that as well. I got a lot of gray in my beard. I've contemplated it just for men. It looks so natural. No one can tell except everybody. Thanks to our friend Joe Fortenbaugh. Bill Zimmerman is our executive producer, Tyler Morales, our technical director, Kenny Henderson, our engineer, and the tag team of Downtown Mike Brown and Dan the Man Turner making the show look good as our video producers. Coming up after us here on Westwood One Sports, Black and Abdallah, and then it's our friend Jim Rome, and then it's BetMGM Tonight with Brad and Pat. Don't miss any of it here on Westwood One Sports. Two quick college football notes, and then we will get to the bets. Sam Levitt, former Arizona State quarterback, is going to LSU, and he's expected to be the quarterback for Lane Kiffin next year. Levitt led Arizona State to the college football playoff last year. Huge get for Lane Kiffin in Baton Rouge. Sam Levitt going to LSU. We told you earlier this hour, Dylan Raiola going to Oregon, which means Dante Moore will declare for the NFL draft. And in case you missed it over the weekend, Texas, University of Texas, gets Cam Coleman, the Auburn receiver. Huge for Arch Manning. And Arch Manning is going to feel like The Office from season 1 to season 2. Season 1 of The Office, a lot of hype around it, maybe not so great. Season 2, legendary. Arch Manning could very well win the Heisman Trophy next season with Cam Coleman catching passes in Austin. All right, let's get to it. Bets for tonight for Pittsburgh and Houston. Kenny, please drop the dope-ass beat. The pro football playoffs are finally here, and BetMGM is giving you a way to make every snap even bigger. Activate today's Pro Football Odds Boost token on any pro football bet, and if your pick hits, you're looking at an even bigger payout. Simple as that. Download the BetMGM app, and please gamble responsibly. The side and total market for Monday Night Football at BetMGM. Houston, a 3-point road favorite. Total of the game is 38. I love the Pittsburgh Steelers tonight. I bet them last week plus 3.5. I told you like a week ago, I don't know if it was last Monday or Wednesday, whatever, but Pittsburgh is the easiest button to click as far as a side goes on Wild Card Weekend. Doesn't mean the Steelers are going to win or cover, but I don't trust the Houston offense. I don't trust the Houston offensive line. If Pittsburgh were laying 3, I wouldn't necessarily lay Pittsburgh, but I'm getting 3 with the Steelers. Oh, hell yeah. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers. And by the way, if that number goes to 2.5, Pittsburgh as a teaser leg up to plus 8.5 is great. So give me Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers to cover and win tonight against the Texans. Couple props to give out. We've seen for years the Pittsburgh Steelers defense can't cover slot receivers. How about captain's son, Christian Kirk, over 22.5 receiving yards for C.J. Stroud. Jalen Noel barely played last week for the Texans. Christian Kirk, over 22.5 receiving yards. Anytime touchdowns, Christian Kirk. And how can we not bet Cam's brother? That's the truth. They're brothers. Connor Hayward, who gets the tush push reps if the Steelers get it down by the goal line. Christian Kirk, Cam Hayward anytime touchdowns. Christian Kirk over receiving yards. Steelers plus the points and to win. I am off tomorrow. Chris Mack will take the reins here on You Better You Bet. I'll talk to everybody coming up on Wednesday. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Fleck and Abdallah coming up next here on a Monday. Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any 2 King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab 2 King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.